guys. I know it's like nearly 1 a.m. in the morning, but as usual, I can't sleep. So I thought I would just do a quick post about this weekend just gone, as me and quite a few other people, I think there was about 10 of us, or 11, yeah, 11 of us, went to see The Lion King, the musical, in London at Lyceum Theatre. It was just incredible. It's the second time I've organised a theatre trip. By organised, I just mean purchasing the tickets and organising the touch tour, and booking it and organise all the blah, blah, blah. You can tell it's getting late because I can't even talk. Not that that isn't a regular occurrence for me, but yeah, so we were able, because most of us were visually impaired, like I think there was one-sighted person, like completely sighted, but even they find it exciting to be able to go on the stage and look at the different costumes. So there was a lot of partially sighted people and quite a few totally blind people, and a sighted person. So there was a real mix of us when it comes to sight. So yeah, we were able to go on stage beforehand and we looked at the different masks that the actors are going to wear. And they were just incredible. Okay, first yawn. Typical, I haven't yawned, like, until now. As soon as I start recording, guess what happens? I yawn. So yeah, that was really amazing. And the touch tour was so incredibly busy. Like, I've never been to a touch tour which is that busy before in my entire life. It was like you could barely move on stage. It was ridiculous. It was so popular that they had to split the touch tour into two groups. So we had to leave like fairly quickly because there was another group coming in. So that's how popular it was. Even before like the touch tour, I knew how popular it was because I heard that they had to, like, because basically there's specific seats for people that are having audio-described headphones to sit in. And they had to, like, get more seats for more access seats, basically, for people with audio-described headphones or deaf people with the headphones to help them hear better or whatever the issue is. So, yeah. I knew how popular it was, but I was not expecting it to be that crowded. So yeah, we did that, and then it was still like an hour and a half until the show actually started, so we all went off and to the cafe, and I think a few people had a couple of drinks, and that was all very relaxing, and we made our way back, and we found our seats, got our audio headphones that we were going to have our audio description through, the ones that wanted it and needed it, and literally when the show began, it was just amazing. It was captivating, like, immediately, and it was just amazing, and right now I feel like showing you one of the songs, which actually, yeah, I'm going to put one of the songs on because it was just incredible. Okay, so this is The Circle of Life. This is like the opening song, and literally when Rafiki, I can't even say the name, basically the baboon, Rafiki, I'm sure that's the name, was played by a woman. In the film, it's a man, but in the theatre, it was a woman, which I think was awesome. She was a great character. And she has an amazing voice. And literally, as soon as she started singing, you were just immediately captivated and she had your full attention. And it was just amazing. And if anyone has a chance to go see The Lion King, like, you should definitely go. That is not something you want to miss. And it was just incredible. Like, I love the theatre in general. Like, I always get, like, this cheesy, gooey feeling inside. But this one in particular, at the end, I like had to stand up. I was like, this deserves a standing ovation. And me and my friend stood up because it was just incredible. It really was. I was like on a high for about 2 days afterwards. It's a really touching play, story. And they made it very comical in places as well, which was great. The actors were amazing. And I couldn't commend it more, really. And I came away with a cuddly Simba, because I couldn't leave without some souvenirs. And also some bracelets with the face of Mufasa on one of them. Simba on one and a leaf on another, which I've worn like every day since. I also had a Pumba and another leaf, which I gave to my friend. And it was just amazing, and you should definitely go see it if you can. The audio description was really good as well. There were two different audio describers for the first half and the second half. So definitely if you're visually impaired, blind, sighted, anyone, just go watch it. It's amazing. Okay, I'm gonna stop rambling now. I hope you like this music. also, actually, something, well, I found it quite exciting. I had my first TGI Fridays on Saturday as well, afterwards. So that was exciting, that was fun. Yeah, it was a great day in London, so. I hope you're all well. You're probably sleeping, so I hope you're all sleeping well, having sweet dreams, and I hope you have enjoyed my ramble. If you're still listening to me, I'll be surprised if you are. I've just rambled on about nothing. Well, not about nothing, about Lion King, and Lion King is amazing. But I've just yawned down my phone, so enjoy. And I'll speak to you soon.